Shalom to all. Today's office is Rishalmi Yom Daf Dalin, and we are starting Gimel Amud Beis about a third of the way up with the words Taman Taninon, and the article Tzuris Hadaf is right at the top of Dalin Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Maisha Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing the Miluim. One of the things that we mentioned was the Chiv of Hafrasha, that Aaron and his sons had to be sequestered or separated from their homes during the Miluim, and so now we're going to bring a din that might have something to do with this. So Taman Taninon over there, we learned in the Mishnah. This is Maseches Menachas, and it's about the Lechem Aponim, which is brought every single week. We know that there's 12 loaves that are put on the shulchan, and they were exchanged on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, "Elu mashchin ve'elu menichin utfacha shel ze b'tzad facha shel ze." That these koyanim, they pull the old lechem uponims, and then the new ones they put on the new ones, and this one's tefach is right next to that one's tefach. In other words, as the old lechem uponims are being taken out of the shulchan, the new ones have to be slid right in. There's not going to be any gap, and that's because remember the pasuk says, "Lefanai tamid," in front of me always. So there can't even be a little bit of time where there isn't lechem uponim on the shulchan. And Masnisa Dr. Meir, this Mishnah is like Rav Meir. How do we know this? Mishnah Rabbi Yochanan, from that which Rabbi Yochanan had said, Moide Rav Meir, Meir agrees, She'im Pirkus HaYoshana B'Shachris, V'Sidr S'Chadash HaBein Arabayim, that if the old ones, meaning the old Lechem Panos from last week, were taken off in the morning, and they ended up only putting the new ones on in the afternoon, Avza HaYisa Tamid, that's also considered Tamid. So we see from here that this is only B'diyevid. B'diyevid, it's okay if it's done like this. But L'chadchila, it should be on there literally Tamid, and there shouldn't be a moment that there isn't Lechem Panos on the Shulchan. Now here we have the other sheet in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Af elu neitlin ve'elu manichin, af zuhay satamid, that even if these take them off and these put them on, then there's a significant amount of time where there isn't lechem uponim on the shulchan, no problem. That's also considered tamid. Tamid means that it's on there, and it's not that lechatchila, there can't even be a second where there isn't lechem uponim on. Now, where does this come from? And pay attention to the girsa change. Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, mi yeshivas aron ubanav, lamed Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chiya bar Yosef says that Rabbi Yossi learns the shita from the yeshiva of Aaron and his sons. Kemad tam Rabbi yeshivas aron ubanav, just like you would say, by the Shiva of Aaron and his sons, meaning this Chiv of Prisha, to be away from their homes and they have to be by the Mishkan, Tzarch Sheyim Sir Yom Lelailo, the Lailo Yom, that they have to hand over, meaning they have to transition from day to night and from night to day, V'hacha Tzarch Sheyim Sir Yom Lelailo Yom. So to over here, in regards to Lechem Aponim, they have to be there by the transition of day to night and night to day. What does this mean? So in regards to the Miluim, one Pasuk says, Teshvu Yom V'Lailo Shivas Yomim, that they have to sit Yomim V'Lailo for 7 days. Now it can't be that they actually literally have to be by the Mishkan for 7 full days straight and not leave, because the pasuk says Teishvu Pesach Oil Ma'ed, that they have to be by the entrance of Oil Ma'ed, and we know the Oil Ma'ed was taken down every single day of the Miluim, as we're going to be discussing a little bit later on. So therefore, when it says Kol Shevas Yamim, it can't mean literally every single moment of the 7 days. Rather, what does it mean? Says Rechiv Bar Yosef and Shitas Rabbi Yosi, that they only had to be there as the night transitioned into day. That's what we would call Alois HaShachar, and they also had to be there at nighttime when the day transitioned into night, and the rest of the time they were able to be in their homes. And it's the same thing by Lechem Aponim, that the Lechem Aponim has to be on the Shulchan as the night transitions into the day, and the new Lechem Aponims have to be there as the day transitions into the night. And even though for the most of the daylight hours there isn't any Lechem Aponims, no problem, that's considered Tamid. However, Dalam Ralph on the top, we have a different Shita, and pay attention to the Girsa change. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says in Shitas Rabbi Yossi, Mekim Shemasr Yom Lelaila Dayoi, that all we need to have is the transition from day to night, and that's sufficient. And therefore, even if the old Lechem Aponim were taken off before Alois HaShachar, Shabbos morning, and so it means that they weren't on the Shulchan when it transitioned from night to day, no problem, as long as the new Lechem Aponims were put onto the Shulchan before Shkia, that's still considered Tamid. So now the question is, and here as well, we have a Girsa change, Ma'am Rabbi Yochanan B'Yeshivas Aron Ubanav. What would Rabbi Yochanan say about Yeshivas Aron Ubanav? Did they have to be by the Mishkan, by the transitioning of night to day, or was it just like Lechem Aponim, that's only transitioning from the day to night? And the answer is, Ma'in Taman Shekasu by Tamid, just like over there, by Lechem Aponim, it says the word Tamid, At Amar Mekim Shemasr Yom Lelaila Dayoi, it says the word Tamid. You say that as long as there's a transition from day to night, that's sufficient, and that's considered Tamid. Khan over here by Shivas Aron Ubanav by the Miluim, She'ain Kasab by Tamid, it doesn't say the word Tamid, like Kol Shekein. Wouldn't we say for sure that they only had to be there from transitioning of day to night and no more than that? And so that's what Rabbi Yochanan were to hold. Now, Shkachas Amar, it turns out that you would say, Al Dat Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hayasham Sheva Amidas Veshisha Perukin, that there were 7 putting ups and 6 dismantlings. As we had said, we were going to get to this discussion. How much Rabbeinu put up and dismantle the Mishkan every single day of the Shiva Sman Miloim? How many times did he do that? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Aaron and his sons only need to be there from the transitioning of day to night, it means Moshe Rabbeinu put it up 7 times. On the first day of Miloim, he put it up and then took it down after transitioned into night. He put it up for the next 6 days. So it's a total of 7 amidos, 7 setting ups of the Mishkan, but there was only 6 dismantlings because the last day wasn't dismantled, it stayed forever. And according to Rabbi Yosef, that they had to be there also by the transitioning of night to day, Hayasham Arbasri Amidais U Shloisha Sapirukin. There was 14 settings up of the Mishkan and 13 dismantlings. There was the 7 and the 6 of Rabbi Yochanan, but there was a whole nother set in the morning. So that means the Mishkan had to be set up and taken down another set of times. So that's a total of 14 and 13, not 7 and 12. Now we bring another factor into this. Tani was taught in Nebraisa, Kol Shevis Meim Miluim, all 7 days of Miluim, Hay Moshe Moshech Hazam Mishkan. Moshe was Moshechit. He anointed the Mishkan with the Shemana Mishcha, Umamidai, and he set it up. Umefarkin, he dismantled it. Vesider all of his Havoidais, and he did all the Havoidais of the Mishkan necessary. As we mentioned in previous stuff, Moshe Rabbeinu acted as the Kohen Gadol that entire 7 days. And Ubayam Shemina on the 8th day, Hamidai Veloy Pirko. He set it up, but he didn't dismantle it. Now Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, Av Bayam Shemini Hamidai Umashchayu Pirko. Even on the 8th day, he set it up. He was Moshechit, he dismantled it, and then he set it up again and left it forever. And why is that? So Rabbi Zeir, he explains, Zois HaMersis tells us, Shakamas HaLaila Pasula LaVoidz HaYoim, that setting it up at night passels for the Avoid of the day. And that's why he did this on the 8th day, because he set it up while it was still nighttime, the night of the 8th day. He was Moshechit, but since he had set it up during the night, that's not kosher for the daytime Avoida, so he dismantled it and had to reset it up again. Says the Gemara, Dalam Rambez on top, Ashkachas Omar, it turns out that you say, Al Dait Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you take his Shita and you say, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda just told us, that setting up the Mishkan at night is not kosher for the day Avoida, Hayasham, Arbasri Abidais, Ushloish Asar Perukin. Then that means Rabbi Yochanan would say, really, there was 14 Amidais and 13 Perukin, because it being set up at night wasn't kosher for daytime Avoida, so it had to be double. And Al Dait Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, in Shitas Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, now applying what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said to his Shita, Hayasham, Esrim Va'achas Amidais of Esrim Perukin. There was 21 Amidais and 20 Perukin, because besides the fact that we said in Shitas Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, it had to be set up and taken down in extra time, because he holds that Aaron and his sons had to be there both by the day and by the night. However, being set up during the night is not kosher for the daytime Avoida, so that's another set of 7 putting it up and 7 taking it down. Now we ask a question on an assumption we've been making the whole time. Minayin lePirukin, how do we know the Mishkan was taken down every single day of the Miluim and then Moshe reset it back up? Maybe he set it up the first day of Miluim and he left it. So Rav Zeir, he answers, the Pasuk says, V'hayu b'yom kalis Moshe l'hakim sa Mishkan, and it was the day when Moshe Rabbeinu concluded setting up the Mishkan. What does that tell us? B'yom shekalu akam Isav is the day that he finished setting it up for the last time. In other words, he was always setting it up and putting it down, and here was the last day that he set it up and didn't take it down. Rav Shem Lakish Amar, he says, the Pasuk tells us, Kasher asa b'yom azet tziva Hashem v'gaymer, just like he did on that day, Hashem commanded. And the understanding is that like Hashem commanded on that day, which is the first day of the Miluim, so too Hashem commanded to do the rest of the 7 days. And even though really this Pasuk is talking about all the different karbanis and other things that were done during the Shemitah Mei Miluim, the Jerusha is regarding Kamas Mishkan as well, that just like it was set up during the first day, it was set up all subsequent days. So the Gemara just asks on this, V'loi Kvar Tanisa, didn't we already learn this? Didn't we already have a source for this? And the Gemara answers, Chad B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Chad B'Shem Rabbi Shem Ben Lakish. One, he was saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and one, he said in the name of Rish Lakish. So it's Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan arguing with what Rish Lakish says. Now we continue discussing this. B'Shemini, what about on the 8th day of the Miluim? Esonai Tani, those teaching the Braisa, Nimshach, they did have Mashiach from Shemana Mishcha, Esonai Tani, Loi Nimshach, and those teach, they didn't have Mashiach from Shemana Mishcha. Esonai Tani, Nisparik, Esonai Tani, Loi Nisparik. Those that teach that on the 8th day of Miluim, it was dismantled, and those that teach that it wasn't. Now, Amar Chanani says, Pashat Ulan, it's obvious to us that Manda Amar Nimshach, the one who says that it was anointed with Shemana Mishcha on the 8th day, Nisparik, he holds that it was dismantled, and then it was reset up forever. This way we learned on Amar Aleph, and Manda Amar Loi Nimshach, the one who holds that it wasn't anointed, Loi Nisparik, it was never dismantled. We continue discussing this machlokes. Manda Amar Nimshach, the one who says that it was Nimshach on the 8th day, Nicha Dechsev, Vayim Shachem. So this is all good. The Pasuk tells us Vayim Shachem, and so that's a clear raya for him. But Manda Amar Loi Nimshach, Mamakai Vayim Shachem. According to the Manda Amar that it wasn't Nimshach on the 8th day, how do we understand this Pasuk of Vayim Shachem? And the answer is Hashem saying, Mal Ani Aleichem, Ki'ilu Shu Mechoser Mashiach, Mashach Tamaisai, I'm cheating it for you as if it was missing Mashiach, and that you were Mashachet by doing what I told you to do. Now we continue discussing this and pay attention to the gears of change. Manda Amar, Loi Nisparik, Nicha Dechsev Shevas Yam Yichmer Samizbeach. According to Manda Amar, that it was not dismantled on the 8th day, so this Pasuk makes sense because it says, Shivas Yamim Yichbar Samizbeach. And therefore, Manda Amar, Nisparik, Mamakaim Shivas Yam Yichbar Samizbeach. According to Manda Amar, that it was dismantled, how does he understand this Pasuk of Shivas Yam Yichbar Samizbeach? And the answer is the Yichbaru is not as we're understanding right now that it was anointed with the Shemana Mishcha. As we had said, these two things are linked. Really, it means Kapara Shehi Bedam, Kapara with Dam, with blood, which is referring to the Azah of the blood of the Chatos that was brought as part of the Miluim. Kadal Tani, like it was taught, Alzeva Alzeh, Hayu Mazen Olav Mikol Chatos Shehayu Sham, that both on the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur and the Kohen that burned the Para, they got sprinkled, they got Hazah from all the Chatos that they had there, meaning the Kohen Gadol before Zavod Yom Kippur and the Kohen who was working with a new Para Aduma, they both got sprinkled on with all the previous paradumas that they had. They kept them in little flasks, so they would sprinkle all those paradumas on them. Why is that? Kadesh Yekonsu HaMayim Tachas HaDam, so that the mayim could be in place of the dam. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, what does that mean? The mayim could be in place of the blood. So this refers to the Shivas Yemei Miluim, where Aaron and his sons had blood of the Chatas Miluim sprinkled on them all 7 days. And Rabbi Yisrael, where he says, Tachas HaDam V'Tachas Shemen HaMishcha. That's the place of the dam and place of the Shemen HaMishcha that Aaron and his sons had all Shivas Yemei Miluim. And that's what the pasuk means. Shivas Yamim Yichbur Sam Mizbeach is actually referring to later on when we're talking about the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur and the Kohen that's working with the Paraduma, not to the actual Miluim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow going back to the Mishnah discussing the Parisha, the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.